It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, television neighbor. Do you say that to me? Hello, Mr. Rogers, or hello, television neighbor? Well, we're back together again. You know, I've been thinking about an old car, the kind that my grandparents had when I was a little boy. When I grew up, I learned to drive that car. Of course, when I was little, I never drove it. I have a picture that I can show you of a car that looked like it. I remember one day in particular. I was old enough to drive then. Remember happy times, don't you? I had some really happy times with my grandparents. They would read to me and show me how to do things. I guess that's why I like books so much. It reminds me of the times I had with my grandparents. And my granddad had some tools that I really liked to see. I guess that's why I liked this book the minute I saw it. It's called Tools by Ken Robbins. Pictures of tools. See if there are any tools in here that you've seen people working with. I remember that my grandparents used to love for me to ask them to help me with things. That's why I think I learned so much from them. They let me know that it was wonderful to wonder. I think of them when I sing that song, "Did you know, did you know, did you know that it's all right to wonder?" Let's sing that together, you and I. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? There are all kinds of wonderful things. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? There are all kinds of marvelous things. You can ask a lot of questions about the world and your place in it. You can ask about people's feelings. You can learn the sky's the limit. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know when you wonder, you're learning? Did you know when you marvel, you're learning about all kinds of wonderful, all kinds of marvelous, marvelously wonderful things? Did you know that? That when you wonder about things, you're learning. When you go to school, it can really help with your learning if you're the kind of person who can wonder about how things are made and how people are the same and how they're different. Wonder what makes some people happy and some people sad. Not even the sky's the limit when it comes to wondering. We can wonder about anything. And we can make believe about anything, too. Let's get the trolley. Hey, trolley. That's one marvelous thing about play. So long as you don't hurt yourself or anybody else, you can play about anything. Well, today, let's make believe that Colette is getting ready to go visit the school where Daniel Tiger and Anna Platypus and Prince Tuesday study. When she gets there, Colette could tell the class about her hobby. Neighborhood of make-believe, Charlie.
You're right on time, Charlie. When's your next run? Very good, I see. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, Officer Clemens, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, Miss Tiger, hello.
Oh, oui.
How are you?
Oh, very well, merci. But I'm afraid that I missed the trolley.
Oh, it'll be back in just a few minutes.
Oh, ça c'est bien, because I'm going to visit the school today.
The school is someplace else?
Oui, and I am going to go on the trolley.
Are you going to teach the children?
I'm going to share with them my hobby.
What is your hobby?
I make a photograph of jungle animal.
Jungle animals?
Oui. Would you like to see one?
I would.
Oh, very good. I have one right here.
Oh.
Oui. Oui, oui, oui.
You took this photo?
Oh, oui. J'aime les prendre comme ça.
You're a very, very brave woman.
Well, what is your hobby, officer?
My hobby is sort of my work. I like to sing.
Oh, of course. Would you sing me some song?
I'd be glad to. A song that I'm very fond of is Then Your Heart Is Full of Love. I'll sing that for you.
Oh, lovely.
When your heart has butterflies inside it, then your heart is full. Just like overflowing, then your heart is full of love. Love is fragile as your tears. Love is a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody,
My, my, what a lovely chanson.
I'm glad that you like it, too.
Oh, oui.
Oh, here comes your trolley. Wait a minute, trolley. Miss Tiger would like a ride.
I will come and get on over at the castle.
I'll hold it for you.
Oh, merci mille fois.
Hello, Mr. Aver. How are you?
I'm fine, Officer Clemens. And yourself?
Just fine, thank you.
I thought I heard you singing.
Yes, I was singing for Colette.
Oh, how nice. What are the words to the middle part of that? The part that goes, la da 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 da, la da 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 da.
Love is fragile as your tears. Love is stronger than your fears.
Love is fragile as your tears. Love is stronger than your fears. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love.
Well, I'm ready to go.
Oh, I'm going with you, Miss Tiger.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, the people at the school asked me to help you bring your pictures and to bring some of mine along as well.
Oh, vous êtes un photographeur aussi?
Yes, I understand you take pictures of animals in the jungle.
Oui, the wild animals.
Well, I take pictures of the tame ones. That's my hobby.
Oh, c'est magnifique. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go then. We're ready, trolley.
Okay, trolley can lead the way.
Wish I could come along, but I have my duties here.
Oh, see you later, Officer
certainly.
Clemens.
Certainly. Au revoir, officer, et merci encore pour la chanson.
You're welcome, I'm sure. Bye-bye.
I don't know.
They should be here any minute now, class.
Why are they bringing pictures, Miss Cow?
Because that's their hobby, taking pictures.
Taking pictures of grandparents?
No, taking pictures of all kinds of animals.
Oh. I wonder if they'll have any platypus pictures.
My favorite animals are platypuses, tigers, and cows.
Yeah. That's probably because you know us best, Tuesday. Mm. Oh, here they come. Here they come. Remember your song, class?
Yes.
Welcome to Miss Tiger. Welcome, Mr. Aver. We are very happy. You're near. Welcome to Miss Tiger. Welcome, Mr. Aver. We are very happy you're here.
Well, thank you all very much for that welcome.
Oui, 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 merci mille fois. What a lovely school and class.
Well, we're all looking forward to seeing your pictures.
Miss Tiger's pictures are the kind we can look at anywhere, but mine need to have a tape machine to show them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the tape machine is all set up, and so is an easel.
Oh, very good. My, this is lovely here. Quelle belle école. That means, what a beautiful school, quelle belle école.
Can everyone say that?
Quelle belle école.
Very good, class. Why don't we sing those words?
Oh.
Now, why don't we show Miss Tiger's pictures first?
Alrighty. Oh, good. All right. Now, this is a lion. It is very big and makes a loud roar. Is it a grandfather? Oh, I do not know, Daniel. I did not see any little ones with it.
Miss Tiger?
Yes, dear?
You must be very brave to take pictures of wild animals.
Well, my ancestors were wild tigers, and I just pretend I am wild and I go take the picture.
Oh, I see.
Alors, the next one is of giraffes. They have very long necks, giraffes. Do you have any tiger pictures? Oh, yes. Of course, you're interested, you and I, because we are tigers, of course.
Oh, yes. My. Oh. He's a beauty.
He looks big, too.
I wonder if he's a grandfather. Yes, as a matter of fact, he is. He is a great-grandfather. Oh, could I have that one, that picture? Well, of course, my dear. You must be very interested in grandfather tigers. Thank you very much. I am.
Miss Tiger?
Yes, my dear?
Is that a picture of a platypus?
Yes, it is. I love the platypus. They swim around so nicely.
That looks like my grandmother.
Oh, very nice, no?
My grandmother knitted the sweater I have on and sent it to me.
Oh, well, it's a very lovely sweater, Anna.
I think my grandmother loves me.
Oh, I would imagine that she would. I would certainly be happy to have a granddaughter like you.
Thank you, Miss Tiger. Mm.
Do you have any pictures of cows, Miss Tiger?
Oh, no, Prince Tuesday. I take pictures only of the jungle animal, wild animal. Cows are the tame animal.
I have some pictures of cows.
Oh, perhaps we could see some of yours, Mr. Aver.
Oh, I'd be glad to show them to you.
Good.
Mine need this tape machine because they are moving pictures.
Uh-huh.
You see, I use a videotape camera, and Miss Tiger uses a still camera.
I see.
That cow.
Here comes a little calf to see his mother.
Oh, look at the pigs. A big mother pig and the little piglets. I love to watch animals.
Is that a rabbit, Mr. Aber?
Yes, it is. A very big rabbit.
Oh, I like that cat. It looks like a tiger. What are those?
Now, those are parakeets. They're very colorful birds.
Ooh, they're beautiful.
That's a beautiful horse. I like to draw horses.
I wonder where those ducks are going.
That was such a wonderful treat for all of us. Thank you very much, Mr. Aber and Miss Tiger.
You're very welcome.
Well, the pleasure was mine, I'm sure.
Are there any more questions for our guests today, class?
Oh, I would like to ask Mr. Aber something.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Mr. Aber, did you ever have a grandfather?
Oh, yes, Daniel. I had two grandfathers. Everybody does.
I never had one.
Well, you might not have known your grandfathers, Daniel, but you had them.
How do you know?
Well, you see, everybody has to have a father and a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So your father had a father, and that was your grandfather. And your mother had a father, and that was your grandfather. Everybody has had two grandfathers.
Even if I never saw them?
Even if you never saw them, you still had them, Daniel. Everybody has had two grandfathers and two grandmothers.
I sure wish I had them now.
What they gave you is inside of you, Daniel. And nobody can ever take that away.
I think I understand. Thanks, Mr. Aber.
You're welcome, Daniel.
This was an important lesson, class. I think we should talk more about families next time. Let's sing our thanks to Miss Tiger and Mr. Aber.
Right.
Thank you to Miss Tiger. Thank you, Mr. Aber. We are very happy you're tame.
You're tame.
Thank you to Miss Tiger. Thank you, Mr. Aber. We are very happy you came.
Au revoir, mes enfants.
Farewell, friends. We're glad we came, too.
Oui. Au revoir.
Now,
well,
Did you all understand about grandparents?
I think I did. I have 4 grandparents, 2 grandfathers, and 2 grandmothers.
My daddy showed me pictures of my grandparents and my great-grandparents and my great-great-grandparents.
What about you, Daniel?
I wish I had one.
What would you call your grandfather if you had one?
I think I'd call him Granddad.
That's nice. Why don't we sing up a song about such things? And we'll sing it and play about it. And that's one thing we could do, and we can talk about it.
With Toad on Reardon, here come some neighbors who might have some good ideas. Miss Tiger and Mr. Aber, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I'm speaking to Reardon in Operland. I'm commissioning a new opera. Do you have any ideas for an appropriate theme?
I suppose you have a grandparent opera.
Yes, a grandfather for someone who wants one very much.
Lovely idea. A grand opera, Reardon. A grandfather for someone who wants one very much. Very good. See you tomorrow. Yes, I know. Farewell. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So I trust you will be on hand to help.
Oh, it would be an honor, Your Majesty.
Thank you for the excellent idea.
You're most welcome.
Yes, Trolley, you may be in it too. Just have a ding with Reardon when he comes. He always says I give him very short notice, but he comes up with something most entertaining.
You're right on schedule, Trolley. Oh, an opera. Grand and glorious.
Yes, and of course, a part for you, officer.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes, of course.
This part should be fun.
So, they're planning to have another opera in make-believe. An opera is really singing a story. And they've suggested to Reardon that the story could be something about a grandfather for somebody who wants one very much. Poor Daniel Tiger wants a granddad very much. I'm glad he could talk with Mr. Aber about that. He thought he never had any grandparents. But as Mr. Aber told him, everybody has grandparents, whether you've ever heard from them or not. Some children have grandparents who live with them all the time. And some have grandparents who just come to visit once in a while. And some children don't have grandparents who are alive anymore. But they can hear stories about them and know what kinds of things they like to do. Before my grandfather died, he used to take me for rides with him on his tractor. I liked that. My one grandmother had a little jar of crackers in her room, and she'd let me choose one when I'd go to visit her. Somehow she always had some when I would come. She was a musician, too. Grandparents sometimes have more time for children than parents do. Maybe that's why it's often so much fun to be with grandparents. I remember something I made once for my grandparents. It was a frame for a picture that I had. What I did was just to fold a piece of paper in half and then cut like this. And it looked like a heart, that frame, because the heart came from there. I like that song so much. When your heart has butterflies inside it, then your heart is full of love. When your heart feels just like overflowing, then your heart
love is fragile as your tears. Love is stronger than your fears. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love.
It's a wonderful feeling when you know that people love you. You're certainly somebody that people can love. Doesn't that give you a good feeling? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I was just thinking, when children are loved by their parents and grandparents, then those children begin to love back again. People can love you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.